saw that my picture was on the poster that I was speaking tonight. As in Bimshtatif in this beautiful gathering. And he said, when did you test Kislev? He said, you're Lubavitch? I said, no. So he said, when did you test Kislev become for everyone? I thought that was like a Lubavitcher thing. So when did you test Kislev become for everyone? Rebuki mentioned that the machloksim between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim are not the focus tonight. And Bechlal, that whole machlokas, which maybe once was, is certainly not anymore. I'll read you a lashon from the Friedrich Rebbe in the fifth volume of Likutei Diburim. He says, the time has now arrived for all Torah scholars, regardless of partisan considerations, and including even those who used to be called Misnagdish Torah scholars, and those who study in the various non-Hasidic yeshivos. The time has come to study the teachings of Hasidus and to engage in avoda in the spirit in which Hasidus demands. Opposition to Hasidus no longer exists. The term Misnagid must be made completely out of bounds. With us, there is not and there should not be anything divisive. Maybe once was things that we can't understand. But certainly these things are no longer. And anyone who looks with a little bit of an eye towards the world and sees what's happening here, what's happening these days in Eretz Yisrael, the amount of energy and the amount of ore of the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and the light of Mashiach, it's being megal itself in the world. I saw the Amshanavar, one of the Amshanavar Rebbes, brought a nusach of the story that when the Baal Tanya went to meet with the Vilna Gaon, he said, and again, there's many different nuschos exactly what happened in that encounter, or that non-encounter. But the Baal Tanya, the nusach that Rav Yitzchak of Amshanav brought in the Sefer Yomos Olam, the way that he brings it, he says, the Baal Tanya said, if I would have realized the machlokas that was going to emerge from all of this, I would have broken down the door, I would have marched into the Gaon, and if he would have just taken one look at us, if he would have seen our shining faces, it would have been the end of all the machlokas. He said, had I known what a machlokas it was going to be, I would have pushed that much harder. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, where we're holding now, there's no machlokas anymore. And the Rebbe who stopped me in the hall this week wondering, is this a yonta for all Jews? Yes, this is a yonta for all Jews. This is a yonta for all Jews. One of the big chassidim of the Baal Tanya was a tzaddik by the name of Rav Isaac Hummler. And he used to walk around the New Test Kislev, he'd walk, he'd march back and forth, saying over and over again, La Hashem HaYeshua, La Hashem HaYeshua. The Pasha says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Yeshua. Out the Rebbe sat in the jail for 53 days, and he came out, and it was a Yeshua, La Hashem HaYeshua, it was an unbelievable day of Yeshua. But what he really meant, La Hashem HaYeshua, the Tzaddik explained, Rav Isaac Hummler really meant, was La Hashem HaYeshua, the New Test Kislev brought a Yeshua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saved. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was saved. What's the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saved? How do you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saved? Tzemach Tzedek said that there's three Yom Tovim that we have in Galus. Purim, Chanukah, and Yud Tes Kislev. And Tzemach Tzedek explained, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, we know Kutchabrichu Yisrael V'Arayis HaChadu, Hashem and the Torah and Klai Yisrael, it's all one thing, it's all one inyan. So he said, Purim is the Yeshua of Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael was threatened by Haman HaRasha. The Klal Yisrael survived. Chanukah is Oraisa. The Torah was threatened. And Tzemach Tzedek said, Yutas Kislev was a Kadosh Baruch. But a Kadosh Baruch was saved. Lashem HaYeshua. The fact that we're sitting here, the fact that we're still Tavshin Ayin Ches, that we're still trying to connect so deeply to Kadosh Baruch, to Pnimiyas HaTorah, to be part of something deep, to be part of something real. Rabbi Rashab wrote in 1902, he said that Yutas Kislev is the Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus. And the Rebbe explained in Tavshin Nun, it's not that this is another Rosh Hashanah. We'll go back to the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. There's four Rosh Hashanahs, and maybe the Rosh Hashanah of Hasidus is a new Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe explained in 1990 in Tavshin Nun, the Rebbe said, this is not a new Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah of Hasidus, is really just an extension, it's a hemshich, and really a deepening and a clarification of what Rosh Hashanah itself is. Because what's Rosh Hashanah? What's the whole point of Rosh Hashanah? What are you trying to do on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, we're working desperately to Yimamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe explained that when the Rebbe Rashab said that Yotes Kislev is Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus, it meant that it gives a perish al pi Hasidus for what Rosh Hashanah is. It gives us the tools to do what we were trying to do on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch over the entire Bria. But once we had Hasidus, then we had the tools. Then we had the tools to actually achieve that. That we have a language of Pnimius HaTorah, a way that we're actually able to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch over the whole world. And that's what we have to strive for, nothing less. Yosef HaTzadik, after he finally reveals himself to his brothers, he sends a message, Parshas Vayigash, he sends a message to his father. And he says, Dad, I have good news. I have really good news. Ko amar bincha Yosef samani alokim la'adon l'chol Mitzrayim. Pashup shat, good news, I'm very successful. I'm an important person in Mitzrayim. Why Yaakov Avinu would care to know that Yosef made it in politics, it's unclear to me. Rameir Shapiro, Lublina Rav, the founder of the Daf Yomi, had a different shot. Also, I saw Reb Mendel of Rimanov, also in his Sefer, in his writings, it's brought the same shot. Yosef says to Yaakov Avinu, I have really good news. So, Mani Elokim, La'adon L'chol Mitzrayim. Not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given me power, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu has helped me to climb the ranks of Egyptian society. But, So, Mani Elokim, La'adon L'chol Mitzrayim. I've made a Kodesh Baruch Hu master over all of Mitzrayim. Yosef says, Gavald, I have great news. I'm spreading the word about Elokus and Mitzrayim. Yaakov comes to meet Yosef a little bit later, a parak later, and he falls on his neck by Yefchal Tzavarav Od. Rashi explains, Yosef is crying, but Yaakov is saying Kriya Shema. Explains Rameir Shapiro, who was a chassid of the Chorkover, part of the original dynasty. Rameir Shapiro said that Yaakovinu says back to Yosef, that's very nice that you're a mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Mitzrayim. It's a good start. But Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not enough, Yosef. It's not enough to just be Mamlech Hashem over Mitzrayim. The mission has to be to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch over the entire universe, every bit of the Bria. And that's what Hasidus gave us, again, the ability to do. To be able to go out to every street corner, and to every nook and cranny of the Alid Kanfos Ha'aretz, and to be able to bring Elokus to that place. The last 5 years of his life, the Rebbe Rashab was in Rostov. Rostov is in southern Russia, southeast Russia. And he had a small house there. Spent the last 5 years, 1915 to 1920 there. And he said something which, every time I say it, Mama shakes me to the core. The Rebbe Rashab in his house, either on the wall or on the floor, there are these tiny little tiles. These tiny, tiny little tiles. And the Rebbe Rashab said about the little house that he had somewhere in southeast Russia, in a little place called Rostov. The Rebbe Rashab said, I'm not leaving this place until I'm Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over every single one of those tiny little tiles. So there's Elokus oozing out of each and every one of those tiny little tiles that line the wall of his kitchen, or the floor of his entranceway, to that small little house that he had in Rostov. Because a Jew who lives with a sense of achrayis in the world realizes, like Rav Buchitz said, you can't sit in your little dalet amos. You have to go out and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the whole world. See, this is not only for a select group of individuals. I want to read you a little bit from the Rebbe. This is from the 8th volume of the Torah Menachem. It's printed in a volume here, Horas HaRebbe, the Rebbe's directives. And the Rebbe's describing the importance that by a wedding, that a person should recite, that the chassan should recite the Maimer Lechadodi. Many used to say the Maimer Lechadodi from the Friedeker Rebbe, and they started saying the Maimer Lechadodi from the Rebbe. And the Rebbe spoke, it's part of what he was saying, from a sicha from the second day of Shavuos 1953, Tavshin Yud Gimel. The Rebbe said that everyone should say, everyone really should say this. Chassidim and those who are not Chassidim. And then it says here, HaRebbe Hifsik V'Omer B'Shok. The Rebbe had a big smile on his face. Im Nimtzon Kam Oylem Shel Yidin. If there's Oylem Shel Yidin, non-Chassidim, people from the world, Jews from the world. Mikava Ani Shel Lo Yakpidu. The Rebbe said, I hope that you're not Makpid. Hope you're not upset that I told you that you should say the Maimer Lechadodi by a Chasna. Aval, the Rebbe said, Gamim Yakpidu, but even if you're Makpid, I still have to tell you this. Because it's true. You have to say this mimer. And then the Rebbe went on and he said, Kol b'nei Yisrael, yihyu mi shihyu, every Jew in the world, whoever he is, whether he identifies as a chassid or not, hamshachas chiyusam hi al yidei hanesiyim. Whether he realizes it or not, the chiyus of his life comes from the nesiyim, comes from the tzaddikim. Mavur b'tanya, he quotes from the Tanya, even those people who b'chitzonius are mamish against the tzaddikim, who speak out against the Rebbes, who challenge the Rebbes. Even those people who try to confront the Rebbeim, who challenge the Tzaddikim, mekablim gam heim chiyusim ayidei Nesiyim. They may not realize it, but they also get their chiyus from the Nesiyim. Ha'emes hi shegam eila shemenagdim, hinei hisnagdusam gufa mochicha shebe'emes ma'arichim es harebi. The very fact that they fight against the Tzaddikim is the biggest proof that they hold to the Tzaddikim. Because if the Tzaddikim are a bunch of nobodies, why waste your time with them? So the Rebbe said the fact that there's opposition to what we're trying to do is the biggest raya that we're doing is chashuv. That's an important thing. And then he writes at the end, we're prat. Al-pi ha-yadua she'admor ha-zakin rotza she'toras ha-chasidus ti'ashaychis lo rak le'ezah miflaga. The Rebbe didn't want, the Alter Rebbe didn't want that chasidus should only be for a particular group. Ela l'klal yisrael. He understood this is the treasure of Klal Yisrael. This is the sword of Klal Yisrael. Pam itzili mishu lahotzi or inyan chadash she'amatim avor kol b'nei Yisrael. The Rebbe said, the Baruch Rebbe said, one time someone pressured me. They said, you have to print something that's shayach to all of Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbe said, print something that's shayach to all of Klal Yisrael. Va'anisi lo b'pshita, so I responded so simply, she'toras ha'chasidus, he'avor kol b'nei Yisrael. I have to print something different for Klal Yisrael? What do you think chasidus is? Who do you think it's for? Chasidus is for Klal Yisrael. And he concludes, he ratzon, that it should be that everyone should recognize this reality. That everyone should understand that chasidus is for the whole world. That chasidus is spreading elokus to every bit of the Bria. Like Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef Etzadik, it's not enough to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Mitzrayim. And that was a big accomplishment in Erevas Haaretz. But Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's not enough, we can't rest until every tile in Rostov is illuminated with elokus. I'll tell you a beautiful maisa. A sefer Yoni lent me. It's a newer sefer, I think, from the Lubavitch Rebbe, stories, called My Story. A beautiful story. There is a Yid, Rav Yosef Dov Krupnik. He said in 1966, he was learning in RJJ, which is a Litvish yeshiva. And he had a chavrusa who was makusher to the Lubavitch Rebbe. And he was always telling him, come to Farbrengen. He pushed him. He said, finally, Yud Shvat, he decided 1 year he's going to go. Yud Shvat, the art side of the Friedrich Rebbe, he's going to say, he went to a Farbrengen. He said he was there at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. It was unbelievable, it was life changing. Came a little late to yeshiva the next day. And his Litvisher Rebbe wasn't so happy with him. He knew where he had been the night before. He saw that he was late for shir that day. And he said, no, don't you realize the importance of Torah? You missed shir, you came late to shir, you came late to morning seder. And he gave him some very sharp mussar. He said he was very hurt by this. It's Yosef Dov Krupnik said, I was very hurt. As a young man, I was very hurt by this. He says, but I kept up my kasher. I grew in my connection to Chabad. He said, I was learning with a fellow in Chabad. And he said, at one point I learned about the importance of growing a beard. So I decided, because Kabbalah, it's a big Indian, I decided I'm not going to cut my beard anymore. He said, now realize this is 1966. I'm learning in RJJ. It's not far from Greenwich Village where the hippies with their beards are taking over. And my Rebbeim and RJJ were not having it. They said, there's no bachur in our yeshiva is going to have a beard. You look like a hippie. It's not for you. I didn't know what to do. I was under a lot of pressure. I felt it was very important in Indian. So I figured I'd go ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe what to do. And he said, I knew that there were some clean-shaven chasidim. So I figured there must be an eitzah. And some other Rebbe is going to say, don't cause trouble. You know, you'll be fine without it. Everything has a time and a place. He said, I came to the Rebbe. And I sat down with the Rebbe. And the Rebbe starts explaining to me why it's such a big Indian to have a beard. Such a big Indian to have a beard. And then I told the Rebbe that, you know, my Rebbeim were concerned that I look like a hippie, 1966. So he says, the Rebbe looked at me with a beautiful smile, and the Rebbe said, who says the hippies are so bad? Who says the hippies are so bad? He says, the Yidden and Mitzrayim were on the 49th level of Tumah. He said, why did they get out? He said, the way he describes it, the Rebbe said the Rebbe was chuckling. So the Rebbe was having such a good time. He says, let's think about this for a second. Why did the Yidden and the Mitzrayim get out of Mitzrayim? Because they didn't change their names, and they didn't change their language, and they didn't change their clothing. So the Rebbe said, let's look at the leaders of this movement. Right? Let's look at their names. They're all a bunch of Jewish guys. A.B. Hoffman, Allen Ginsberg, Mark Rudnitsky, a bunch of Yidden. Loshino es Shemam. They didn't change their names. Their clothing, the hippies, they wear very distinct clothing. Right? And their language, the jargon that they use, is also, it's miyuchad. So the Rebbe said, who says that the hippies are less shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Jews in Mitzrayim? Who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take them out and redeem the hippies? The same way he was He came to Mitzrayim, b'chvodo v'atzmo, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, ani v'lo ashliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come. He's going to take out the hippies. And then the Rebbe said to me, he said, and besides the point, ask any five-year-old child, did Moshe Rabbeinu have a beard? Yes or no? Ask any yid. Stop any kid in the street. Ask him, did Moshe Rabbeinu have a beard? Vada, everyone's going to say yes. Has anyone ever seen a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu? How do we know Moshe Rabbeinu had a beard? But every five-year-old knows that a Jew is supposed to have a beard. So he said, I went back to yeshiva, and he said, that was the last time, he said, I kept my beard for the rest of my life. I got a chizik from the Rebbe. Right? But the Rebbe, with his unbelievable vision, was able to recognize, right, that the hippies also have a Sheikhas to Elokus. If a tile in Rostov in 1915 has a Sheikhas to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, then a hippie in Greenwich Village in 1966 also has a Sheikhas to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, also has a connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When the Baal Shem Tov had that famous encounter with Mashiach, and he writes in his letter to his brother-in-law, Gershom Kitover, V'sha'alti aspi Mashiach, eimasai osimar. Right? A little different than Nusach, a little different than the way we sing it. Eimasai osimar. When's the Master coming? When's Mashiach coming? And he responded to me, B'zos teida, be'eis shi'esfarsim limutcha v'yizgala ba'olam. When your teachings are revealed in the world, when your way is known in the world, v'yafutzu mayonosecha chutzah. And the wellsprings spread outwards. That the tiles in Rostov and the hippies in Greenwich Village, that they also have a sheichus to Pnimius HaTorah. I was looking at the nusach of the Igeris today. B'schus the tzaddikim who we're thinking about tonight, I realized the gematria of the lashon that it appears in the nusach in the Igeris. Vayafutzu mayonosecha chutza is gematria 913. It's gematria Bereshis. Meaning the tachus of the whole Bria. The way to come full circle, the way to get back to where we're supposed to be. To get back to Adam HaRishon. To get back to the Neshama Chadasha that could have been. And that was. By Yafutzu Mayonosech HaChutzah 913 is Gematria Bereishis. The Tachas of the Bria is that a Jew has to believe that it's Shayach. Right, that from beginning to end, to be Malmach HaKadosh Baruch Hu over everything. The language of Chassidus is so attractive in the world today. What is it? People who are still looking from the outside, so scared to step in. Scared to walk into the Reuben Shul. Unless something happened to them. And the Rebbe, in that letter that I was reading you before, the Rebbe says the people who reject the tzaddikim know the tzaddikim are MS, and the only reason they're scared is because for some crazy reason they don't want to become chassid. They're scared to become chassid. It's not that they don't believe. They're scared to walk in. Like the Baal Tani said, if I would have walked into the Gra in a second, he would have known who I was. He would have taken one look at me, he would have understood what we're about. What is it about the language of chassidus? What is it that's resonating with so many people in the world today? There's a maisa. So the brother of the present Tolna Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, his brother is a very interesting Jew. He writes interesting svarim. He told the story about a Jew by the name of Rav Yosef Dov Kastel, who was a Talmud as a young person. Became a person in Lubavitch later. He was a Ram in Tomfei Tmimim. But as a young person, he learned by the Altar of Slobodka. And he used to sneak out every Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas time, the Altar would give these fiery Musar Shmuzim. And this Rabbi Yosef Dov would sneak out down the block to go to have Shalosh Shudas with the Slonim or Chassid. And the Altar Slobodka was very hurt by that. He said, what do they have that we don't have? I'm trying to teach you real stuff. We're talking deep things here. Why do you leave every Shabbos to go to be with the Slonim or Chassid? What do you see by Chassidus that you don't see by me? So he said, Rebbe, if I can tell you honestly, I'll tell you. And he told the Altar Slobodka the following. He said, Rebbe, you say beautiful drashas, you give beautiful shmuzim. He says, but you're always talking about the Olam HaEmes. You're always talking about the world beyond this world. The Maschar and Olam Haba. He says, I'm a young person. Maybe for the older people in the room that resonates. But they're at the end of their life, they're thinking about their next stop in this world. He says, but I'm a young person. I'm still in this world. I'm still living a life in this world. I want to hear about Olam Haza. I want to hear how to live now. I don't want to hear about what's waiting for me in the future. I want to hear how I can have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. And he said, that's something that the Chassidim have, that unfortunately I don't hear in our base medrash. It's a language that's not spoken in our base medrash. In the Hayom Yom, for Chaf Hei Tevis, an amazing, amazing Torah from the Rebbe Rasha. Yetzias Mitzrayim, hi yetzia mimeitzar mugvulim. When the Jews left Mitzrayim, they left the boundaries. They left the boundaries of Mitzrayim. V'achassidus, hi kedei letzeis maya meitzar mugvulim shalom. And Chassidus is also about getting out of gvulim. Getting out of the boundaries of the world. But said the Rebbe Rasha, but there's one major difference between leaving Mitzrayim and Chassidus, which takes us out of the world. The difference is that Yitzias Mitzrayim, he betznua shel shvira va'aziva. When the Jews left Mitzrayim, they broke their way out of Mitzrayim, shvira va'aziva, v'lachin baruchu Mitzrayim, they ran away from Mitzrayim. They had to get out of Mitzrayim. They had to be away from that place called Mitzrayim in order to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzias Mitzrayim shel chasidus, he biru v'tikun. Yitzias Mitzrayim shel chasidus means, yitzia me'metzarei gvulas ha'olam, to get out of the captivity, the boundaries of the world, to be able to be bigger than the world, to be bigger than the streets of Washington Heights, to be bigger than the whole universe, to be bigger than that ach besocha olam, but to do it within the world. To be able to be above the world while at the same time being in the world. Klomar, yachad im ha'amtzos ba'olam, while a person is living the reality of this world, yesh li'os michutz le'metzor gvul ha'olam, at the same time to be outside of this world. That's what that Yosef Dov Kastel was telling the Altar of Slobodka. I don't want to just hear how to get out of this world. I want to hear how to be out of this world while still in this world. How to be connected to things that are l'malam in the teva, things that are beyond this world, while I'm still makushar to this world. And to come to the recognition, says the Rebbe Rashab, sha'olam hu tov v'amitaso, that this world is also good. We're not trying to run away from this world. That I can find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in every bit of this universe. But I have to be the type of person who knows how to see, to be able to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu within this world. One time, the Baal Tanya and the Berditchever were walking. The Baal Tanya and the Berditchever were walking together, and they came to a wall that was blocking their way. So the Berditchever said to the Baal Tanya, let's walk straight through the wall. Let's go straight through the wall. So the Baal Tanya said, how are we going to go straight through the wall? So he says, Chazal say that Olam Haza is Kolo Chashiv. It doesn't even exist. So let's close our eyes and walk straight through the wall. So the Baal Tanya said to him, Olam Haza is Kilo Chashiv. It's like it doesn't exist. But the Maisa still exists a little. Can't walk through the wall. I imagine the Baal Tanya could walk through the wall, the Berditchever could walk through the wall. Baal Tanya was teaching that a person has to recognize that as much as we want to be l'malam and atev, we want to be beyond this world, even a chray is to bring elokus to this world. The chiddush of chassidus is dira b'tachtona, to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into this very world. I spent the last couple of weeks, I was away from yeshiva, I was in Eretz Yisrael. You go to Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to come back. Eretz Yisrael is a place where a Jew feels like a Jew. My brother likes to say from the Svarim HaKadoshim, Eretz Yisrael is an acronym for Ani Rotze Yisrael, I want to be a Yid. Eretz Yisrael, Ani Rotze Yisrael, I want to be a true Jew. Jew comes to Eretz Yisrael for a few moments, and already you taste something different. I'll read you just a quick nusach from a letter Rav Chaskel Besser wrote to his family. Rav Chaskel Besser was the rabbi of 84th Street. He wrote to his family from Tel Aviv after the war. He wrote them the following letter. My dear wife and children, I've been here in Eretz Yisrael for 6 hours. 6 hours since I've arrived in Palestine. Let me tell you, there's no coming back. I'll never come back. Whoever stays in Poland is either stupid or crazy. I have not breathed such fresh and free air since before the World War. This is the country to be in. I've retained a lawyer and I've already started the process of securing your immigration papers. Come to Eretz Yisrael. This is a place where you can feel connected to Kadosh Baruch. Have you heard Eretz Yisrael mach in Balvasar Kufnun Ches? The air in Eretz Yisrael changes a person. It's a totally different thing. There was a sociologist who went to Eretz Yisrael. He was talking to some young kids learning in Chadarim, in Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to see, what do they know about the outside world? He was asking them different questions. So he said to these young boys, these sweet little Hasidish boys, you know, the longer payas, he said to them, tell me, can you name a country outside of Eretz Yisrael? Can you name something outside of, living in their little Dalamas, can you name a country outside of Eretz Yisrael? Blank stares, completely blank stares. Nothing. He sees, they're thinking. Finally, one of the boys' eyes light up. He raises his hand. He says, no, you thought of one? So he says, I got one. Chutzlaritz. The one place outside of Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlaritz. No, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you feel what Chazal said, that there was a gzeirah of tumah in Chutzlaritz. You're walking the streets of Washington Heights, New York. Right? Sometimes you wonder, is there elokus in such a place? But then you take a step back and you say, dir b'tachtonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Someone told me the other week they met the shliach of the Rebbe in Las Vegas. You know the shliach of the Rebbe in Las Vegas? So this person told me that he was talking to the shliach of the Rebbe in Las Vegas. He's been there for 27 years. And he said that he started the shlichus a couple weeks ago, right?
Please keep talking outside.
Thank you very much. In Parshas Vayetze. Mm-hmm. Parshas Vayetze, 27 years ago, he was a shliach of the Rebbe to Las Vegas, Nevada. He's thinking to himself, shliach of the Rebbe to bring Elokus to Las Vegas. I'm saying it's like stone, you know. He said it was Parshas Vayetze, and he started thinking Yaakov Avinu spent 20 years in Beis Lavan, and he was able to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Kisvei Arizal, what was happening with those sheep was mamish everything. Shvir Sakelim, Tohu, Tikkun, everything. So he's thinking, if Yaakov Avinu can make it in Beis Lavan, then I can make it in Las Vegas. And then all of a sudden he realized, that Lavan is Rashi Tevos, Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada. And he said, in Lavan Garti, Vitayar Mitzvah Shamarti, that even in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's a good one, no? Even in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tayar Mitzvah Shamarti, I could serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I'll just be Messiahim. I'll be Messiahim with a famous Maisa that our Mashpia here in YU, Rav Weinberger, likes to tell. When the famous Mashpia, when Rav Mendel Fordefas was sitting with a group of Chassidim one time, making real lechaims, and he said to them, he called in one of the Chavra, and he said, Beryl, tell me, where's the holiest place in the world? He said, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. No, not true. Yankel, what's the holiest time in the calendar year? Ne'ilah. No, not true. No, Naftali, tell me, who was the holiest person who ever lived? Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe. No, not true. Rav Mendel said, and the Chafetz Chaim says the same thing in Chafetz Chaim al Torah, the same exact word. Moshe Rabbeinu comes in Shemos, he's standing by the Sneh, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, don't come any closer. Take off your shoes. Ki ha-mokum asher ata omer alav admas kodesh hu. Because the place that you're standing upon is holy ground. Said Rav Mendel Fordefas, you know where the holiest place is? Wherever you are. You know what the holiest person is? You. You know what the holiest time is? Right now. Yes, on the one hand, there's a reality, what the Pasuk says, that the makom that you're standing on, the place that Moshe Rabbeinu was standing, is Admas Kodeshu. Admas Kodeshu, I realized this past Erev Shabbos, is exactly Gematria Beis HaMikdash. Admas Kodeshu was 861. So yes, there's a place called Beis HaMikdash. There's a place that's Admas Kodesh. But Zed Reb Mendel Fordefas, the makom that Asher Ata Omer Alav, the place that you find yourself in life, that's also Admas Kodesh. Wherever you find yourself, if you're a shliach of the Rebbe or the shliach of the Rabbanu Sholem, if you're connected to the neshama chadash of the Baal Tanya and the tzaddikim who we get our chiyas from, the Baal Shabbi said in 1953, then it's a different mitzias. Then a person can serve a Kodesh Baruch wherever he finds himself. You can live with a Kodesh Baruch wherever you are, whether it's Washington Heights, whether it's Las Vegas, Nevada, whether it's Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. So Mir Tzashem, a Kodesh Baruch should give us a lot of chizuk on this night. The Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus. Again, the way that the Baba Rebbe explained, the Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus means that Chassidus reinterpreted what Rosh Hashanah is all about. To be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over every single bit of the Bria. Las Vegas, Nevada, the tiles in Rostov, the table that we're sitting at, the piece of cake that's in our hand right now. And Amir Tashem, if we can do that, then we'll be able to mekayim what Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef. It's not enough. Samti Adona on Mitzrayim, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ruler of Mitzrayim. But Amir Tashem, we'll be able to see with our eyes, as we come to the Yontav of Chanukah, the Zman of Pnimius HaTorah being Megalitza. I realized a couple of years ago, if the Mayan goes Hachutza, then what happens? There's clearly a Hemshech between Yutas Kislev and Chanukah. What happens if you take the letters of Mayan and you move them Hachutza? You just move each letter out one. So the Mem becomes a Nun. Yeah. And the Ayin becomes a Pei. And the Yud becomes a Chaf. And the Nun becomes a Samach. What letters do you have? You have the letters Pach and you have the letters Nes. Right. If the Mayan goes Achutza, then the Pach Nes, then the miracle of Chanukah takes place. Chanukah, which is a chinuch, like the Bnei Yisrael says, for greeting Mashiach. Right. Everything that the Baal Tani was working on, everything that the Magid of Mezrich was working on, everything that the Baal Shem Tov was working on, all the tzaddikim were working on, again, being megal that reality. To help us to come to that unbelievable gilui. So Mir Tzashem, and the schusah for bringing together, sitting together, singing together, learning together, dancing together, playing accordion together. Shkoyach to David and to Tani and to Perry, to Jesse for making it so special. Thank you to Rabbi Bukit for being here with us, telling us stories about Rav Soloveitchik. And Amir Tzashem. Amir Tzashem will all continue to be shluchim in the world, to light up the world. And we'll be zochet to see the Gula Shleim of Herb Eminu. Amen.